me to tour with him. Okay. When his last album came out. And, when his last album came out.
Uh-huh.
It was Keith's album. Year Zero. And,
I did.
And after the second show, he asked me if I wanted to collaborate with him on a project.
Mm-hmm. Nope, it's friends.
We have a great work relationship where we both kind of vibe off of the same things in music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And really respect what each other brings to the table, and it's very complimentary.
I don't know what your creative process is like. I mean, can you point to like the nugget that kind of set this project off?
Well, the first thing we worked on was a song called Convict Colony.
Okay.
And how that came about was the first thing that happened was Trent sent me a CD of 14 tracks that he had been working on. They were instrumental. And said, you know, I don't know what you want to do. I don't know if you like any of these to write to sample and create new stuff from, or to just throw away and say, no, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the CD, and there was one song that I heard that I sampled and some guitar sounds and created a whole new track from. And that was Compton Colony. And then I recorded my vocals, sent it back to him, and then we were touring together again, and we got together and took my demo, which is based on sampling him, and brought it to life.
Okay.
So that we had about 14 songs right off the bat that we did together while on the road.
Okay.
And then we went into the studio.
And what are the tracks that you think got turned out the best, or what are the ones that are maybe the most personal for you?
Well, the last song that I did, you know, each song basically, if we went through the album together, I would say, oh, you know, Trent started the music on that, I started the music on that, you know? And the first song that I did for the album that I, you know, pretty much, that I did pretty much all the music for, this is before Convict Colony, like just when I first started working on what my next project would be, was a song called Scared Money.
Okay.
And then the last song that I did after we were in the time, right before we went into the studio to start mixing, I started working on a new song by myself, and that song is called Trigger.
The one with the Public Enemy sample.
Exactly right. And so, for me, those two songs were pivotal for me because, one, when I started working on Trigger, I realized how much I'd been affected by Trent. I realized how much I'd grown as an artist as a result of working with Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I listened to the production on that, and I'm like, wow, I sound much better. You know, my production skills have gone up.
Yeah. Can you point to, like, things, specific things that you learned from him? Just from the process, or is it just kind of like...
Yeah, sure, definitely. One, just certain... Just the exact song formula,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as just building a song. I had wanted to start creating bridges and fills, mm-hmm. you know, which is something you don't really get in hip-hop. Most hip-hop songs don't have bridges.
Right, right.
You know? And so, in Scared Money, you will hear my... first attempt at building a bridge within a hip hop song, and it doesn't really work as a bridge, but it's fun. And in Trigger, I'm much more successful in doing that. And so he really helped me, like, pin down just, you know, basic songwriting formula. There was another thing that he helped me do, which was just realize the importance of, even if a song is moody, of keeping the drums in a place that brings it up, that lifts it up.